This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Well, the story of the day for several days was not George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, Edward Snowden, or the immigration debate. No, it was this.
It's official. Buckingham Palace confirms that the Duchess of Cambridge had a baby boy. The crowd cheered as a royal aide left St. Mary's Hospital carrying a piece of paper with the official royal birth announcement.
Yes, it was a baby boy born to Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince William, a baby who is now third in line to be King of England. Which is a big deal, I guess, if you're a British citizen. But even Brits like John Oliver of The Daily Show thought maybe U.S. news media just went a tad overboard on royal baby coverage.
CNN and MSNBC literally aired the baby's cannon salute in its entirety. I think it was around the time of the 48th cannon blast that you realize, oh, now I get it. In response to the royal birth, the news has gone on maternity leave.
Here to talk about whether that was actually the case is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, did news take maternity leave in deference to this royal birth?
You know, I didn't think it was as bad as all that. Certainly you saw on the cable news shows lots and lots of coverage. On the nightly news, one piece, not a lot. And on websites and in newspapers, you saw a single story or maybe two stories. So I didn't think it was that over the top. I think that people who watch cable news think that that represents all journalism when it really doesn't.
So we've got all this wall-to-wall coverage on the cable news networks. Kelly, what about people who can't stand watching this kind of stuff? And there are those people.
Absolutely. And you have a choice. Back in the day when Charles and Di got married, it might have felt like the coverage was being rammed down your throat. But in this day and age, you, the news consumer, get to control everything that you choose. You know, the Guardian in London had this great little gimmick on their website where you could click a little button and you could click Republican, meaning no royal family coverage, or Royalist, meaning give it all to me. And 700,000 people clicked on the Republican version. But the traffic to the British websites, the British newspaper websites, was over the top. They were setting records this week. So it's not like people aren't interested in this.
Well, I can understand Britain being interested in it, but why are so many Americans interested in a powerless monarchy of a country we staged a revolution against?
The narrative of the royal family in Britain is the narrative of so many archetypes that bring meaning to us in human stories. You know, a prince finds a princess, a baby is born. These are stories that are very familiar to us. And then when those stories go off the rails, like when Prince Charles and Princess Di split up, that becomes even more compelling and more tragic. And we have to remember that Princess Di's death was one of the single biggest news events worldwide. A lot of the news directors that I know who were working that day that that happened were blown away by how interested the entire world was in this story. And this is the epilogue to that story.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project. We didn't even cover this. What do you think of the royal baby's name?
I like Prince George. I imagine they'll call him Georgie, and it's adorable.